Receive your exclusive discount on all flooring. Visit luna.com/traffic or call 773-202. Luna.
Pharmacy has been serving Northwest Indiana for the last 24 years. In addition to our low-cost $4 generic, Speedo specializes in compounding medications, durable medical equipment, and herbal supplements. Our medical equipment department can provide and bill your insurance for breast pumps, nebulizers, oxygen, walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, scooters, hospital beds, athletic braces, and more. Speedo's Pharmacy is a true one-stop shop. Shop at one of our three locations, Hessville, 845-2900, Highland, 972-1700, and North Hammond, 937-1600.
Beatles Pharmacy.
Hello, I'm Roland Dickey from Dickey's Barbecue. Spring is the perfect time to throw a party. Graduations, reunions, office parties.
What about weddings?
Hey, any event, big or small, we do it all.
So much Dickey's Barbecue to eat, so little time. Nothing says party like slow smoked barbecue.
That's right, Edna. If you've got a Dickey's Barbecue delivery buffet, then it's a party. And to find a Dickey's near you, go to Dickey's.com. Dickey's Barbecue, seriously pit smoke.
Come visit the all-new Dickey's Barbecue located at 8359 Indianapolis Boulevard in Highland. Call 923-5776. Dickey's Barbecue, where kids eat free on Sundays.
Miles Books is celebrating 29 years in business. Come in for 20% off most books in stock during our anniversary sale. Miles Books sells new, used, rare, and collectible books. We have over 30,000 titles in our store. We special order the books you need promptly. We offer professional book and Bible repair, and we also professionally appraise your books for a fee. Miles Books in downtown Highland is located at 2819 Jewett Avenue at the rear entrance. Call 219-838-8700 for specific directions and hours.
Now open, Luby's Pancake House, located at 176th and Torrance Avenue in Lansing, one block south of the interstate. Also open for dinner. Come dine with us. We feature a full breakfast menu, burgers, sandwiches, ribs, steaks, stir fries, dessert, and more. Open daily from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. You can also dine at Luby's in Hammond on the corner of 165th and Columbia in Menards Plaza. Luby's is the perfect spot for the whole family.
Yes, indeed, Private Eyes are watching you, and they are, in fact, the eyes and ears of the community. The following 30 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, is a paid program paid for by the Edison Community Watch. And that great community organization is headed by Hammond City Councilperson at Large, Janet Vanez. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Gene. How are you?
All right, very well. Thank you very much. We've got a great program today. You've got a special guest and a lot of great information to get to the community. Yeah?
Absolutely.
Right? You betcha.
Absolutely.
You betcha.
Good morning, Region. Each month, we bring the message of community and Crime Watch to the region and why it's so important for each of us to be the eyes and ears of our neighborhood and, above all, call the police if you see anything suspicious or something that just doesn't seem right, because community is not just about me, it's about us. As I travel around Hammond, all the community and Crime Watch meetings, I recognize residents who show up every month in their neighborhood. Our guest this morning is a regular at the Hessville Crime Watch meetings, and he's no stranger to WJOB. He's none other than MX. Good morning, MX.
Good morning, Janet. Thank you.
If anyone has any questions, please feel free to call 845-1100. So, MX, how long have you been attending the Hessville Crime Watch meetings, and what prompted you to start attending?
Well, Janet, I started coming to the meetings in 2006. Chico Hinojosa, our councilman of District 6, asked me to attend a meeting. And I said, "Whoa, boy, should I do this?" Being a retired steelworker, I said to myself, a union steelworker, one union man ain't supposed to turn in another union man. So I said, "Well, just go and see what it's about." So as I went there, I said, "This is pretty good. This is a tool to make my block and city one of the finest." So I started going in 2006, and I'm still going in 2013, and I only missed one meeting.
No kidding. So Sergeant Holbrook is the community policing officer in Hessville. What kind of information does he bring to the meetings?
Everything. He brings gangs, gang unit to the crime watch, the narcotics unit. I've seen a police dog there. I've seen an agent from the DEA, and the agent said, when a person comes into your area, they take a picture of the area. If you're out of the area, let's say you're from South Bend, and you happen to come through and you come into a community, the first thing you think and see is that picture you never forget. And that's what will help, because not only does the crime watch, you think it's all about crime, but Officer Holbrook has went as far as people with grass clippings that threw him in the wrong area, he'll write him a ticket. So
Sergeant Holbrook is responsible primarily for the Hessville area. There are other community policing officers that are responsible for different areas in the city. But he basically addresses all the concerns of the residents that attend the meetings, correct?
Yes. One of the tools is code enforcement, and code enforcement shows up. And if you have a problem, that's for anything. You could use one of those tools. And like I say, grass clippings to gang units. What are the gang signs? What are the different gang symbols? That's all discussed during the crime watch.
So as far as your particular neighborhood, I've heard you refer to yourself as the superintendent of your alley. And I have been down your alley, and it is immaculate. I do wish that other people would take your lead, because sometimes people forget that behind their house is just as important as the front of their house. And when you made reference to people coming into our city and taking a picture, a mental picture of our city or our particular neighborhood, it's my opinion that if someone keeps up their house and mows their lawn, keeps their alley clean and all that kind of stuff, that a criminal who looks at that particular piece of property knows that that person who lives there cares. They are going to watch out for what's going on in their neighborhood because they want their neighborhood to remain as it is or improve. How do you feel about that?
You're right. The picture, like you say, the city of Hammond, when you come down Kennedy, is no different than a person that wants to buy a house on my block. They'll go through the front, and they'll go through the back, and they'll say, "Wow, there's no garbage, there's no papers, there's no overgrown bushes over the fence." And, you know, that's all due to the tools I'm talking about that Mayor McDermott puts out, like code enforcement, and that's part of it. It's being a good neighbor, it's picking up that piece of paper and going to the crime watches. Like I said before, it was so hard for me to call up after 30 years at Inland Steel and report somebody, but if you want to save your neighborhood and you don't want to keep on moving, because everybody knows There's nowhere to go anymore. I think you need to sit back and come to a crime watch and find out all the tools. And if there was anybody ever scared, it was MX. I said, I just really can't call the police and, you know, on clippings, grass clippings. But now I think Sergeant Thorpe, he says, I get frequent flyer miles for calling the police. and all my neighbors, you know, a funny thing about it was when I started this alley program, and it was not really bad, but I was retired and I had to do other something else besides ride a dirt bike. I made a flyer. It's called the MX Welcome Wagon. I made a flyer. I had code enforcement look at it. They typed it up, and I went to every neighbor in that alley on both sides of Janet and Gibson. And I told them the rules. I said, you can't park on grass. You just can't park on grass. Nobody wants to see somebody park on grass. And a lot of them don't know that, you know, your grass clippings go in a bag, and then in the back of your house, you got your rubbish, and then you put your tree branches later, and you call the street department to pick it up. Well, every neighbor... They love. It's a love-hate relationship. I guarantee it. I had some neighbors so mad at me, but I probably turn everybody in when they really get mad at me, and they do. But now it's okay. There's always one, but I've turned everybody in at least twice, so I don't hold back.
So, you know, when you're talking about code enforcement and Crime Watch, one might wonder what the relevance is between the two. But when you have overgrown weeds or tall grass or the bushes are surrounding your home, that's inviting to criminals to hide in those overgrown bushes or stash something in the tall grass if somebody, a police officer or a neighbor, would come along. So that's why we feel that code enforcement is such a valuable tool in our neighborhood. Now, in addition to some of the code enforcement issues, Sergeant Holbrook gives crime stats at the meetings, and he talks about things that have happened in the neighborhood within the last month. He goes from meeting to meeting, and he gives the statistics of occurrences in the neighborhood, and then he compares them to the city. Now, me personally, I think that it's very beneficial to find out what's happening in our neighborhood. It might not be on my particular block, but in surrounding areas, and it can make us aware of what's going on and what to look for. For instance, we were talking just before the show with Gino about catalytic converters, and there seems to be a rash of thefts of catalytic converters. They use I've heard the term sawzall. I don't know exactly what that is, but I imagine it's a small saw that you can just go zip, zip under right. The car, and those things are gone. And it's the platinum in the catalytic converter that they turn in, and they get money for that. So have you been bothered with any catalytic converter thefts in your neighborhood?
No, I haven't. I haven't been, not in my neighborhood. I forgot to bring the crime stats, but the most important thing, in the month of September, there wasn't even a garage burglary.
In Hessville. Right.
The crime is way down. During these crime watches in the last 7 years, I've watched people come and go. But I always tell Officer Holbrook, he said, well, there isn't a lot of people. I said, well, there isn't a lot of crime. So, but the people that do come, I did ask Officer Holbrook this. I said, do you get calls? He said, yes. I said, that's because there's probably been about 400 to 500 people that's come through the crime watch. Do they always want to go? Probably not. But they know how to get a hold of Officer Holbrook.
AM 1230 WJLB, you are listening to the Edison Community Watch program, paid for by the Edison Community Watch. The young lady's voice you're hearing is Janet Vanez, city council person in Hammond, Indiana, joined by MX. His real name is Perry Stabler. You don't mind me saying that, do you, Perry?
No, I'm okay. Not scared. I got the HPD behind me.
There you go. I've got to interject a quick note. We've got Joe from Highland hanging on. Please hang on, Joe. You mentioned before about the weeds and the trash, and I wanted to address this on my program last Friday, but it's rather appropriate to do it now, that it's your neighborhood, and if you really care about your neighborhood, pick up the trash yourself. There's a young lady always calls the mayor's program about the weeds that are 2 to 3 foot tall. You know something? You need to get out there and pull the weeds. My wife and I always do. You talk about alleys. Our alley looks like a garden. Moonflowers, hosta, all the way up and down the alley with rare exception. And you just need to do that. Once again, I'll shut up in a second here. Joe from Highland, hang on, please. Catalytic converter thefts, yes. There's been a rash of those in the city as of late. Quite correct, Janet. They've got a battery-operated saw under the car, and they're gone in less than 1 minute. The target for these seems to be mostly SUVs because of their higher ground clearance. At the same time, I'll say this. The folks have been hit, so to speak, and our neighbors had spare change taken out of their vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
They're not locking their vehicle, and they put them on the street.
Exactly.
Chief Miller told us this time and time again. So did John Muta. So did Scott Holbrook. We call these COO, a crime of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You give them an opportunity, they will take it. We've got Joe from Highland 9, line number one. Joe, good morning.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
How are you, Councilwoman Janet? It was nice meeting you at Wicker Park after your senior picnic there.
It was my pleasure. It was very nice meeting you. It's always nice to put a face to the voice. So thank you.
That's exactly what I've said. So I always enjoy meeting people, especially if I've heard them for a long time. Anyway, getting back to Crime Watch, I'm a firm believer in Crime Watch. I think people should attend every meeting they possibly can. And the reason for the Crime Watch is what, Janet? Because there are a lot of evil people out there that are committing crimes, and certainly we've got to do something to try to stymie that.
You're absolutely right. But most importantly, Joe, I believe it's a matter of information.
Exactly.
We need to know what's going on in our neighborhood. We need to know how to take precautions so we don't become a victim ourselves. We were talking about cars and the catalytic converter. So many people must park their car outside. They don't have a garage. They don't have a driveway. They must park on the street.
Correct.
And when you must park on the street, make sure that you don't leave any valuable items in your car. Make sure that you lock the doors when you go in at night. And above all, turn on your front porch light. Thieves hate light. And if you light up your property, it's less likely that something is going to happen. And so many times we hear, I don't want to spend my money on the NIPSCO bill. It's the city's responsibility. Each and every one of us has a responsibility to protect our property. It's not the city all the time.
You are right. And you said there are certain things you could take care of, like locking your car, but there's not much you can do when you park your car, and a lot of times you don't have the option to park it under a street light, but it's a shame when you can't park your car and worry about it whether it's going to be there the next day there. I have this, Dr. King made this statement, and I totally believe in it. He says, don't judge a person by the color of his skin, by his character. Well, you know what I like about the times? They show the characters that are committing the crime, their pictures. So you get a pretty sense of feel who's committing these crimes.
And the reason I'm chuckling, Joe, is because that's the wrong kind of character that we want to see. We would like to see things turn around where people are concerned for other people. They're concerned about their neighbors. They're concerned about their city. And yes, you are absolutely right. We do need to get character back in our everyday life, and we can only do that by example. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Janet.
Thank
sure.
you.
Bye-bye.
Could I answer something for Joe?
Yes. Go ahead.
Joe said there's nothing you can do about parking the car and once they take it. But I know Joe's always concerned. He calls in. Joe, there is something you can do. I've got them in my yard. It's a sensor you can buy at your local electronics store. I can't say who. What it does, when you pass the plane, it sends
the light goes on.
It sends an alarm in your house.
Mm.
And the alarm goes off in your house, but the criminal doesn't know it. So I've got one. And it's worked well. I could tell you it's worked real well.
Yeah. All righty. It looks as if we have another caller. Kay, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was robbed or scammed, and I'm an 86-year-old lady.
Uh-huh.
Lived in this house 62 years
mm-hmm.
in Hessville. A block from Klein Avenue, and this man came to my door after 3 o'clock last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, he said, well, the thing was, I was sleeping in a chair. He rang the doorbell. I go and open the big door, and I didn't have my storm door locked.
Oh.
He had the storm door open.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, next door has their basement flooded, and I have to come, you have to come out here because I'm going to put a big machine in your yard. And, I mean, he never stopped talking.
Kay.
And I have heard the scam 100 times.
Mm-hmm. It's very unfortunate that happened to you. One of the things that we tell our residents all the time is do not open your door. Say to the person through the door, hello, what do you want? We can't turn back the hands of time, unfortunately, in your situation. But hopefully, by you calling in, someone out there will hear the message. Open your door.
He had a yellow hard hat on, and he was dressed just like a construction man.
Mm-hmm.
No car in my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
He saw that I didn't have any shoes on, so he reached out to shake my hands, and when he shook his hands, he walked in the house.
Yeah.
Well, he was smaller than me, so I thought, well, I won't have any trouble taking him on, you know, if he tries anything.
They're slick. They are slick.
Oh, slick. You mm-hmm. cannot believe. He wasn't in this house 5 minutes, but he kept me talking and mm-hmm. looking out the window 30 feet across my room here.
Mm-hmm. You did call the police, didn't you, Kay?
Oh, yes, definitely. They
wonderful.
Took fingerprints and everything.
Good.
But the car that they were driving out in my driveway when I got there, it was a big, black, shiny SUV and a very new one.
Okay. Well, that's how they get those brand new vehicles. Kay, I'm so sorry that happened to you, but thank you for calling in and getting the information out to our residents that this is still happening, and you did the right thing by calling the police. Thank you so much for calling in. We do have another caller. Tony, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm a great supporter of Crime Watch.
I hear you all the time.
If you want to go know what's going on in your neighborhood, and you want to go on know what's going on the towns and cities next to you, that's where you have to go.
You're absolutely right.
Because you'll get the information firsthand, and mm-hmm. you know if it's happening somewhere else, it's going to eventually happen in your neighborhood.
You're absolutely right.
So your neighborhood is only as good as you make it.
Yes, yes, sir.
You're right, Tony.
Thank you so much.
And I just wanted to say one thing, too. It's your responsibility.
I
don't
agree.
Leave it to
You're
somebody
right,
else. It's also your responsibility. You get out there. You go to the Crime Watch meeting. It doesn't take that long. And remember, the police motto is to serve first and then protect. That's what they're there for. Don't be afraid to call them.
Thank you so much, Tony.
You're welcome.
In Hammond, our Crime Watch meetings are posted on the Hammond Crime Watch website, Edison Community Watch website, edisoncommunitywatch.com, has a listing of all the Crime Watch and community groups that meet in Hammond. On the GoHammond.com website, under interactive maps, you can click on police, and they will have a listing of all the Crime Watch meetings throughout the city. So you can see where a meeting is going to take place in your neighborhood. There are regular postings in CR publications. The mayor announces Crime Watch meetings on his show Fridays right here on WJOB. There are so many different avenues to find out information. So no one could say that, well, I didn't know. All you have to do is take a little initiative.
And of course, the Times newspaper is always publishing the events in Hammond as far as the Crime Watch. Janet, how many different associations in the city of Hammond do we have?
I know we have well over 13 different Crime Watch groups. I personally am associated with Edison Community Watch. We meet the first Wednesday of every month at Edison School, 6:30 p.m. We decided to take Edison Community Watch on the road.
Nice.
And we go to the Golden Manor Senior Building on 175th and Columbia, and we meet there the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. I've also gotten involved in the Irving area at Irving School. I found that there was a great need in the Hispanic community. It was difficult going at the beginning until we kind of found out what worked for us over there. We've been very fortunate to have one of the teachers at Irving volunteer to translate the meetings from English to Spanish. We've translated all of the flyers from English to Spanish. And this coming month, we normally meet the first Friday of every month at 9:15 in the morning because that worked best for the neighborhood. But we weren't able to get a police officer at the meeting at that time of day. So this month, on Monday, October 7th, we're going to meet at Irving School at 5 p.m., and Lieutenant Pete Moore will be there, and we're going to have a gang officer that is bilingual. So we're really reaching out to the Hispanic community, too. I do see we have another caller. Annette, good morning.
Yes.
Thank you for holding.
You were talking earlier about, the codes and stuff and the weeds and the alleys and stuff. We had a problem with that in our neighborhood. We had one guy, I mean, granted, he had an immaculate lawn, but that's all he ever did was work on his lawn. He didn't do anything else. He wasn't working and so on. Mm-hmm. And he was always calling on everybody about little tiny things, And, so I talked to him and I said, you have all this time on your hands. Why not just, if you see a neighbor who maybe isn't doing it, sometimes there's a reason. Maybe they're not able to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, they don't have the time or whatever, because mm-hmm. they're very busy, especially with people now working 2 and 3 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Help them offer to help them at least. Would you like me to do that?
Yes, that's a great idea.
Because that's what we did, and I told them, I just don't have time. My husband's disabled. Mm-hmm. I'm the only driver in the house. I'm very busy. I'd love to clean it. I just don't have the time. And he did pitch in, start hopping along the alley line at
wasn't
least.
Wasn't that nice? Wasn't that nice?
Neighbors could just talk to each other about it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know that we are all busy. And it's difficult for us sometimes to keep our lawn up or our property the way we would really like to. But and in due respect, Annette, I understand where you're coming from. We all have a responsibility to our neighborhood and to our city. The same way you keep the inside of your house clean, that's what you should be doing on the outside. So I understand where you're coming from. It's great that your neighbor pitched in and helped. And a lot of times there are neighborhood kids who might want to earn $5 or $10 and you know, pull some of the weeds and help you out. So it was very nice that it worked in your neighborhood. So thank you very much for doing that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. MX, I'm sorry. I've kind of been rambling here with the phone calls, and I see you making notes. Is there something that you wanted to say?
Well, it's one thing I've never been quiet this long. I feel like I've been gagged. But I do want to say something. Going back to Kay. Kay, I hope you're listening. First, the person that done this, I hope is listening, is a coward. I know you can't go to the crime watches. I understand that. But I know you have friends. And have them turn in to WJOB when Janet Vinez is talking. And, you know, call Officer Holbrook, 853-6376. Just talk to him. He'll come over and sit down with you. I've seen him do it before with the older generation. Yours is the greatest generation. And as far as Annette, maybe you took it wrong what I said. I had to initiate a program. If it takes one person to change, and I pushed that. Maybe I was a little stern in the beginning, but somebody has to tell somebody where to throw the grass clippings, where to put, send a flyer out. And if nobody initiates that, nothing will ever get done.
MX, I always say this to my wife, and the phrase is one voice.
Mm-hmm.
One voice can change it. We've all heard the emperor has no clothes.
Mm-hmm.
One voice, ladies and gentlemen, one voice can start it off.
Absolutely. And I do believe that that one voice is really getting out in our neighborhoods in Hammond, as evidenced by the number of Crime Watch groups that we have. Well, we're just about out of time. We ask the region to think about us, not me. Attend a Crime Watch or community meeting. It's only through our combined efforts that we can affect change. As I said before, for a list of Crime Watch meetings, you can visit EdisonCommunityWatch.com or HammondCrimeWatch.com. MX, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in today. Thank you so much for being concerned about your neighborhood, and thank you for thinking about us and not just me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Janet Vinez. But I do want to give extra praise to Mayor McDermott for letting us have this program. Once you find out and talk to Chief Brian Miller and Officer Scott, they're like the big brother. So, you know,
Absolutely.
Get involved. Every time I've called and I'm a pain, they come. So just get involved, and it'll be a good thing.
All righty. Have a good week, Region. Thank you.